Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. And lo and behold, I don't even know if I'm airing right now. There's some technical difficulty tonight. Just don't know. So I'm here with my new rice cooker, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm like making some num-nums while I'm talking live on the air. So I don't even know. I don't even know if I'm on the air right now, to tell you the truth. It's just crazy. I've been, for the past 3 hours, trying to get into the studio, and I'm really glad I didn't have a guest tonight because I have no idea. They're talking about some sort of DDoS or something, I guess, under attack. I don't know if someone was saying that it's something to do with the server. But anyway, I got my rice cooker, and I'm cooking some meat in the rice right here, and it's brown rice. I don't even know how this thing is going to cook out that I'm cooking, but I have been going on a special diet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Shelly Nunchucks is on a very special diet, not to lose weight, but to eat much better. So I've been doing this for a month now. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing, but I'm very, very happy to be doing this. And let me tell you, I like learned even how to cook really good because I'm one of the worst cooks in the whole entire world. Really, truthfully am. But finding out, you know, what stuff works for me. Because, you know, everybody's looking at, you know, nutritionists and all this and that. Well, going to find out. People that are going to help me are, like, Brother Z and everyone is trying to help me to find out what works best for my body. There's a lot of things that I shouldn't be eating. And I finally took their advice. And the things that I'm not going to eat, which I've been doing for almost a month now, and, you know, it's a short time, but I have been noticing little subtle changes because it's something where I haven't had a lot of energy to do the workouts I've wanted to do. Now, for about a month, you know, being on this, I did notice in my upper torso, the bloating has gone away quite a lot being on this, you know, special diet. And when I say diet, does not mean to lose, you know, weight, to be extremely thin, but for better eating. And it includes no bread, no dairy, no sugar, no fake sugars, no high fructose corn syrup, no corn syrup. What else to say? You know, no canned fruits, no candy, no nothing. So my coffee, I have to have like non-dairy type of creamer. You know, it's just all fruits, vegetables, meat, nothing else. You know, just regular foods. And I've been doing this for a month, and I did notice my energy's up a little bit more. So I'm hoping, you know, I mean, this is something that's really going to help me in the long run because I've been able to start slowly working out a little bit more because I want to get a six-pack. Now, I got to tell you, truth be told, I don't care what anybody says because I've been doing, you know, doing very positive things and changing my kind of way of thinking and going to places where on the internet what is very positive for me because they say, you know, promote what you love. So I'm in there looking on sites for other women that are getting a six-pack like myself, you know, and I'm trying to go to these sites, and I try to avoid looking at the comments, and I just see these really grotesque comments, and I usually like to share from pages about, you know, stuff that I like to, you know, show and talk about, but what I have to do is copy and paste the pictures of these women that are working out with a six-pack because of the grotesque comments that they're making towards these women, but when these women are working out and getting the six-pack, it's really a lot of hard work. And I got to tell you, from personal experience, actually doing it myself, because well, I think we're finally going to finish, hopefully, in June with Falcare, you know, all of us working on it, where when we premiere the film, I don't know when we're going to premiere the film, it's something where I want to have a six-pack. When I go to the premiere, I want to have a six-pack. Definitely want to have that. So I've been working on that, even working at a desk. I work at a desk on my full-time job. So I'm sitting there, and I've been doing this workout for a while. It's like sort of a rocking back and forth motion that I'm doing, that I've actually been sitting at a desk. And I've been trying to do this, design it for myself for the past 2 years, finding a way how to work out. So, you know, I've had this desk job for a while, but for the past 2 years, I've been trying to figure out what I can do at my desk. So I finally found a way to work out a little bit, and it's more of my upper torso, which I really don't mind, but it's got to work the lower body, the lower torso more. I don't really have to lose weight in my legs or lose weight in my arms. It's just getting more and more toned and a little bit more muscle. And when you hear a woman, you know, saying she's going to get, you know, wants to get more toned and definition, sometimes people really think, you know, she wants to, like, bulk up and become like a man. It's not necessarily so. It's just that, you know, for me, I've always been, you know, kind of physically active. I mean, even my 20s and 30s. And in my 30s, I trained in a dojo about 4 times a week, and I really love, you know, physical fitness. I've worked in gyms, opened them up, you know, and by myself at gyms, you know, 5:30 in the morning. And I'm not talking about, like, getting up and going to work at 5:30 in the morning, having to be at gyms at 5:30 in the morning opening up the gyms. And I love that type of atmosphere. I love, you know, gyms, even though I don't have a car right now and to get to a gym, but, you know, designing my own little bit of workout because I have the knowledge and know-how of how to work out, and I have to push myself. So I've been trying to work up a little as much as I can, and I know that it seems to be taking slow progress in my working out, but I think I'll keep building up over time, and I'm trying to be careful not to hurt myself. And I'm looking, wanting to get some kettlebells. So, you know, it's in the inside, in your inner core, that you have to feed your body. And I'm realizing it, why I'm not finishing my workout is because I'm not taking, you know, not putting in the proper nutrition. That's where it all starts from the core, putting it on the inside. And I am learning about that. And I always say I'm a work in progress. And, you know, I think I got to the point in my life, you know, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you actually do something. And that's just the way I am. And I think when I get to a point about learning and such, and I get to a point where, all right, I'm going to stick to this so far, been doing this for a month and not falling off. And I got to tell you something really truthfully, though. I get to have a cheat day. And what I was going down in the aisle, and I was looking at stuff, and I was looking at all this chocolate and everything, and I was going up and down the aisles in the grocery mart and or supermarket, whatever you want to say, and looking to see all the foods I used to eat. And I'm like, oh, my God, this stuff is gross. I don't want to eat this. And even looking at some chocolate, like, really, it has, like, 80% of cocoa in it. And I looked at it and goes, I really don't want this, right? And I had two little pieces of chocolate, just brown little pieces. And then I tried something else, two yogurts, what was coconut milk and a little bit of coconut milk ice cream. The funny thing is I felt really weird the next day. I don't know what it was, but I was like, you know what? I really don't want this stuff anymore. And I think after having a month, I mean, when I first saw a list of stuff that I, you know, was told not to eat because this is something that's going to help me in the long run, I looked at it, it was like four pages long, and I'm like, oh my God, how the heck am I going to do this? So when I looked at the page, it's like, all right, I got to do this for myself. So I was like, you know, noticing in my neck, I've been losing weight. This is the first thing I really did notice in my neck is getting a lot thinner. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of really helping out. And I think it's almost kind of like, I don't know if you want to say detoxification to get out all the foods that is out there in the markets, because all these commercial stuff that show this stuff, because I think sometimes when you think something's healthy, some of the stuff out there really isn't, even though it says it's healthy, because I looked at some of the stuff and I go, wow, I really, you know, even yogurts, I'm not eating any dairy at all, nothing at all that's dairy. So that probably was one of my issues. And no bread. I know people are probably freaking out, oh, no bread, nothing. I'm not even eating any gluten-free bread. I'm not eating any bread, period. So, you know, one of my thing is I love sugar. So the thing that I found out is, like, besides, you know, fruits, some, I call it nature's candy, is sweet potato. So I cook a whole bunch of sweet potatoes on Sunday. So I put them in the fridge. I'm at my desk, and a whole big sweet potato in my hands. And it's, I eat, you know, just bring big, huge cucumbers and carrots and stuff. I don't even cut it up. I just clean them, eat them right there at my desk. So, you know, it's something that I'm really, you know, working on myself here. So I wanted to bring up two fundraisers tonight. One is the Sarah Joy Foundation. And, okay, this is something that I do take to heart. A woman that was going to become, you know, I was going to call her niece, because my nephew, Eric, he lost his wife. And sometimes this is really hard for me to talk because, you know, I mean, it's really hard, because it's like you just don't understand things in life when people are really, really good. And you wonder, like, you know, when they're really good and something happens, you know, bad things happen to good people. I just don't understand it. I know that's how life is. And something wonderful came out of something kind of sad. And Sarah, she lost her life to cancer. And she was pregnant with her second child, and she didn't want to hurt her child, and she didn't get any treatment when she was pregnant. And she lost her life to breast cancer. So my family down in Philly and Boston started this foundation called the Sarah Joyce Foundation. So there's a memorial, the second memorial dinner where you can get tickets. It's, I believe it's going to be hosted at the VFW in Lowell. And you can check out sarahsjoyfoundation.org, and it says here, if you'd like to find out about, go to Sarah's, S-A-R-A-H, apostrophe S, Joy, J-O-Y, second annual memorial fundraiser dinner. And what this is, what this foundation is to help out with families that have to deal with terminal cancer, to help to pay for billings and outings and such. And here it does say on the site, you are cordially invited to our second annual memorial dinner, fundraising event to come together and remember the times in life of our beautiful Sarah Joy, Sarah Irati. open to all friends and family, open to all ages. $10 donation per adult, $3 donation per kids, 12 and under, and 2 and under free. This includes potluck dinner, chance at door prizes, and one entry for a chance to win a Google HE tablet. All donations are tax deductible. So you can check out www.sarahsjoyfoundation.org. So that's the foundation that I really, really take to heart, and I really, really, really hope that this is something that will grow, because it's a wonderful, wonderful, you know, memorial fundraiser. It's a beautiful charity foundation. So this is something that I really, really hope it does grow over time, because it is something that's really, really beautiful. The other thing that I wanted to speak about tonight, it is the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. I was welcomed on board as a board of advisor for the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. Why this is very important to me, because, I, you know, everyone knows, like, my dream's always been, like, you know, to work with Jackie Chan, and I've always, you know, I've never really wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. You know, I've always watched, you know, a lot of action films and stuff, and for me personally, you know, I really think that the stunt community really deserves that history of the stunt community deserves to be preserved in a museum. Now, for, I don't know, about 60 years or so, the founder, John G. Hagner, found this in 1973, and I believe it became nonprofit in 1984. All this memorabilia has been in storage for decades, and even the footprints, all these cement handprints and footprints, even have more than the Chinese Man Theater. It has, like, weapons and stuff from films, costumes, you name it, and it's actually in storage. Now, this isn't just for the past stunt community. This is for the present and for the future, to help preserve it for many generations to come. And you can actually check out Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. You can go there and you can make donations. It's to help raise money for a new museum. Now, the founder, John G. Hagner, lives in Utah, so I'm hoping that we can get a building in there, because really, out of respect for John, since he is, you know, getting towards his, you know, golden years, and I never like to use the word, everybody likes to use the word, like, old, and I don't think that, I think it's, we should, you know, redefine the word old and say older. And I just think that with all of John's hard work, I think it would be nice to have it in Utah, so, you know, in his later years, John is able to go to this. Well, it's not far away from him, because he is the founder, and I think he would deserve that. I mean, for me personally, I mean, this is, I mean, I was even excited when they inducted, he's an inductee, is my idol, Jackie Chan, and there's so many other people that I would love to see being inducted into the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. So for me personally, I would really, really love to see that that does happen. So I am trying to help raise money, and I'm going to try to open this up too. Give me one moment. There's been a lot of technical difficulties with this. So, what is going on here? I don't know. This is so crazy. Like, I don't know, the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. It says the link is followed. Maybe broken or the page been removed. I don't know. This is really kind of crazy. Told you, I've been having a lot of issues here. Well, there is one page, Falling to the Stars. Let's see. I'm going to have to try to bring up the website. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of technical difficulties on a lot of things tonight, maybe because of the storm or something, but let me bring up the website, Hollywood Stuntmen Hall of Fame. Let me see if I can get to the website, an official site. Okay, let's go. Come on, open, 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 open sesame. Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame website, open sesame. Why isn't it opening? Man, what is going on here? Okay. I actually got it up. And this is about the museum. You guys ready? Okay. About the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984. Dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek. C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B as in boy, Utah, 84532. And it says for here, for more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160, or you can email him. It says, for additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artists of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. So there's a couple pages. Falling for Stars. Stars, Stunt Stars and Legends, and you can check it out there. So this is another thing that I do, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I really, really would love to see it, you know, just to preserve the stunt community. So this is what I'm hoping and praying for, that this does, you know, it does happen, because I think the stunt community, they do deserve this. They do deserve to be, you know, preserved in history in a museum, because without stunt people, half the films out there won't even get made. Granted, there's a lot of people out there that do their own stunts and acting, but if you really think of history, the stuntmen, you know, years and years and years ago, they weren't even allowed to talk about their work. Now, imagine doing your job, and you can't even take credit for your work. No, it was really something, because John G. Hagner was actually on my show before, and he was telling me that you could not really even talk about that years and years and years ago. So it's kind of like, you know, imagine that, something that you're proud of your work, yet you cannot talk about that. You know, I mean, just imagine that. So, you know, it has come a long way, and it's getting more and more respect. I just hope to see this museum built. You know, I did the whole month of December to do, you know, mostly December to help raise money. So I'm really, really hoping. You know, so if you want to check those two pages out. So I don't even know if I'm even live on the air. So like I said, this is a short show because whatever, the DDoS attack has been bypassed, I think. Something, I don't know. I don't know what's going on because the buttons and stuff, something. I think it's fixed. I'm not really too sure, but it's still, I'm having problems with the show. That's, you know, my phone thing is blinking. I mean, I don't know what this is. So before anything else happens, I'm going to end the show here because I just don't trust it right now. But I will be having guests on my show, you know, in the future. And just remember, Ninja Sundays, I just cannot wait. I really love them because I never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja growing up, you know. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in so much and supporting me. And just everyone have a good night, and looking forward to, hopefully without any technical difficulties, for Sunday's show. Everyone have a good night. Bye-bye.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't
don't know no one. It might be that I'm so close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like. Now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
if I could fly, I'd be up in the sky.
I wouldn't let you go.
And I wanna be real with you if you wanna see a star. I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go. Almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up.
Time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl.
I'll be back, and we can travel the world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, and planes go.